Todd McCosco is 43 and has spent most of his adult life in the Air Force. These days, as a student at Lyndon State College, he sometimes hangs out in the Veterans Lounge, wearing a Wounded Warrior cap and swapping memories with other former soldiers. When he served in Iraq, his unit frequently came under mortar attack.
You feel powerless, and you shut down part of you, and the part that ramps up is survivability.
When he left the Air Force, he just couldn't shake that ramped-up survivability mode. He also felt guilty because he thought he had put his own survival ahead of his subordinates. His nightmares got so bad, he sought help at the VA hospital and started interactive therapy sessions conducted through closed-circuit television.
It taught me to basically assess the situation and keep telling myself that you're not in Iraq, you're in here, it is not going to happen here.
The VA also gave McCosco an app for his mobile device to help manage his symptoms. To demonstrate, he pulls out his smartphone and taps on a distress meter that looks like a thermometer.
I pulled it all the way to a 9, and it goes you right down with what triggered you on that trauma. For example, it says, drove under a bridge. It says, in USA, not Iraq, civilians on the highway driving my own truck.
The PTSD Coach app, which can also be found online, helps the patient logically conclude that he or she is probably not now in the kind of danger that was present on the battlefield. That's called cognitive processing therapy, or CPT. But there's another approach called prolonged exposure, or PE. Sonia Norman, a VA therapist practicing in San Diego, says PE relies less on logic and more on helping a patient safely re-experience the trauma emotionally until the memories become manageable.
Staying in the memory for a sustained period of time and really trying to kind of retell it, re-experience it, which we don't do so much in CPT.
But her challenge is deciding which therapy to use on any given patient. So the National Center for PTSD at White River Junction is launching a clinical trial to compare their effects on a wide variety of patients. Paula Schnur is the center's deputy director and lead investigator for the $10 million study of PTSD patients in 17 locations.
So an older woman who's had sexual trauma might do better with one treatment, and a younger man who's had combat trauma and also was physically abused in childhood might do better with another treatment.
Schnur hopes the study will give therapists evidence-based guidelines using demographic and other patient information. Back at Lyndon State, Todd McCosco says cognitive therapy was probably the right choice for him because the same powers of logic that helped him survive a war are now helping him manage his PTSD and get a college degree. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.